This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchups episode, specifically for the offense, with my co-host, Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how are you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on. Had a really good defensive show going over Ravens edge rushers versus Project Drone, seeing how we can exploit him. And then also Ravens going against the outside threat of the Pittsburgh Steelers, whether it be fades or back shoulders. Just making sure our outside corners are ready to go.
We talked about the Ravens tacklers needing to have a pretty decent day versus a group that forces a lot of missed tackles. And the Steelers do that with their running game. They also do it in the passing game. I want to see a big effort from the interior defensive line. That's a group that is healthy now. The Steelers' interior offensive line is nothing special, and it's something that the Ravens should be able to make progress against, and hopefully they will. Deny space in the run game, create good opportunities for linebackers, and most of all, probably morph the line of scrimmage so the edge rushers get a lot of single team, single one-on-one opportunities that they want to have and are effective.
Yep. So we have a lot of good stuff in the defensive show. So moving on to the offense. First matchup is Lamar versus single high against the Steelers. That's essentially what they do is cover three, cover one, essentially mostly man. I think what the Ravens faced last week against the Giants, who are going against mainly single high, like a lot of cover three, I'm hoping that was a quote-unquote practice in essence, getting ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who definitely are going to play more tighter coverage-wise. And be able to make tighter windows. So Lamar's understanding the little intricacies of cover three, especially on that touchdown over the top to Bateman on the left corner, he was able to draw that left corner down with the route by Likely up the field and then just zip it past his head. Continuing to grow like that by Lamar, anticipation is what beats these coverages at the end of the day. Man is self-explanatory, finding the guy and trusting your guy to make the play. Looking for Zay Flowers to be available on those routes whenever we have man coverage. He had a big game last game, so continuing to see him grow on that. Hopefully Bateman's available. If not, Wallace has shown that he can do anything in the slot, on the outside. Walker, with the one catch, obviously, but seeing him to come along with the offense is going to be very encouraging against cover three, because we have a lot of other things to worry about on the offense as well.
I don't know if I believe that Nelson Aguilar will be back in clear concussion protocol, but that is what John Harbaugh claimed today at the podium. I expect disinformation in those kind of podium contexts. So I wouldn't surprise me either way. In the case of Bateman, I don't really have a good way to know, but he did go through this situation where his foot was in a boot before a game recently, and he ended up playing. So I don't think he's necessarily out of this game. I think there's still a reasonable chance that he'll play despite having a couple missed days here. So anyway, you mentioned the single high safety. Minkah Fitzpatrick is the Steelers' single high safety, and he's not having a particularly good year. Not certainly by Minkah standards. He's allowed 11.1 yards per target, and he has a 147.4 passer rating against. Now, we did the Know Your Foe show yesterday. It's out there on Thursday. It was out there. John Ledyard was the guest, and he said he blames the corners for a lot of Minkah's problems, but that also Minkah is getting a very low target rate, kind of the way Earl Thomas used to be targeted in a very limited way over the middle of the field. All right, I'll move on to mine. And I think the Ravens need to go after the Pittsburgh secondary with 3 and 4 receiving options. Why do I say that? Well, because they're going to have to use some max protection in this game. By the way, some people use that term and don't know exactly what it means. I think as generally defined by analysts of the game, keeping 2 in the block is max protection. Okay, that means you have 3 in the pattern. It is possible to have only 1 in the pattern. Yes. And it's certainly possible to have 2 in the pattern. And we have seen it before from the Ravens, but max protect is generally keeping 2 in. And you hear me basically talking about every week, or if you listen to the offensive show, how many players the Ravens are keeping in among their eligibles to block in a combination of set and chip blocking responsibilities. And it's a sacrifice you make in order to hold back the opponent's pass rush. You can't afford for that to be too much if the Steelers are going to be in a 4-man pass rush. So even if you really need the chip help, you got to sometimes give up on it and get a player to the outside, kind of slow down that edge rusher by the way the ball is being funneled out of the backfield. But they need to go after, I think, in terms of their throws down the field, go with 3 and 4 in the pattern. Watt, Highsmith, and Herbig are a very difficult group of edge rushers to handle. It's a three-headed monster that's a lot of talent there. Watt moved up to limited on Wednesday, a pretty good indication he'll be playing. I have a very hard time believing he's going to sit this one out. He might not be 100%, but I don't think he'll sit it out. Herbig destroyed the Ravens in the first game, including blowing up that two-point conversion play. But if you look at the Pittsburgh secondary, that's the weak link of the defense. It's a good defense, but the secondary is has got problems of different sorts. Porter is quick, and he's a young, theoretically talented corner, but he's got 15 penalties this season. That's more than anybody on the Ravens has, by the way. And Nate Wiggins has 8, I think. I'm not sure. Humphrey has 10, I believe.
Okay.
But Porter with 15 is quite bad. And then Jackson and Sutton are both seemingly good corners from a statistical standpoint. Jackson has 5 interceptions. Sutton actually has 2.1 yards per target in a relatively small sample size. But I hear from Ledyard, and he's basically saying neither of these guys are fast enough to play in the NFL. That you those guys, they shouldn't be starting for an NFL team. They definitely shouldn't be starting for a good defense. And so he kind of poo-poos their efforts, and the Ravens should have an advantage against those corners. The most dangerous guy they have in the secondary is Deshaun Elliott. He's had a huge year as a tackler, allowing just 6.3. Sorry, he's got 28 stops, meaning defensive wins, and only 2 missed tackles. Wow. And that was a week old. That was before this last week. Let me make sure that's still good. But he's having an outstanding year anyway. And the 6.3 yards per target in coverage has also been excellent. So you use him to move around all over the field and do things. And yes, that's right, 28 stops and only 2 missed tackles on the year. That's an unbelievable ratio. I've never seen a ratio anything like that. Last year, Peyton Wilson, for instance, led all of college inside linebackers at 11-1 in that category. And if you think about it, safeties make a lot of tackles that are further off the line of scrimmage and don't have a chance to be wins.
Right.
So it's really an unusually outstanding number.
Yep. And just to quickly tie back to what I was saying about cover three with the receivers, Monken does seem to have a good scheme and concepts built up for cover three. We saw a couple concepts pop open in the first game. It was to likely a majority of the time, but I think he knows what the soft zones are and how to play with their rules. So going against the secondary, which is the weak link against the Steelers, is going to bode well. The only question I have to you is, are they going to lean on numbers in terms of, do you think they're going to be condensed or out wide and trying to attack the Steelers secondary?
I think they'll be more wide and more spread out in terms of the receivings, in part because they should have less in the pick.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pattern. Okay. So where Jackson is normally his own check down, and that's, you know, that's quite good. I think Hill will be a release. I think it'll actually hold down Hill's value as a receiver to be throwing the number of chip blocks I expect out of him this week. I think they have to do it. I'd also kind of like to see Derrick Henry get in there as a chip blocker. And yeah. I think he's that's a lot of violence at the midsection of some you know, guys who've had injury problems. T.J. Watt's had his injury problems, exactly. And Highsmith certainly has. And you want to make sure you attack the ribcage there.
Yep. So moving on to my next point, I have the Ravens tight ends versus the middle of the field, tying back into what I was saying about likely getting popped open. Those concepts can be there, especially on the play action, if we're able to be successful and not fumble the ball in the first play. If that can happen this game, that would be great for the offense to stay on schedule and keep this Steelers offense and defense on their heels, because now they're going to be playing a guessing game of what's coming next rather than them being in control, which it seemed like they were the whole game. Even though the Ravens were running up and down the field offensively, I felt like they were always trying to chase points. So this game, if we're able to stay ahead of the sticks, I think the tight ends, regardless, will be effective over the middle. Patrick Queen is not going to be able to hang with Mark Andrews or Isaiah Likely. And then who else is there? Wilson is their other middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's not as good as Queen, but he's able to be subpar in some sense, especially in the run game. Pass pro-wise, I think they both lack, especially – Andrews and Lamar's connection is just too innate for them to be able to get to the spot before them. And then Likely he's able to make guys miss at the point of attack at any time. So I think the Ravens over the middle, it's going to be there. Trying to stay away from Minka as much as possible. So we'll see a lot of clear routes, hopefully ran by Tez in terms of a threat. And if Minka wants to step up on Andrews, I mean, you just throw the ball over top. Lamar knows this, so it's going to bode well for us if we can get our guys over the middle and then match that with the run game and play action as well.
Yeah, I love the notion of getting the tight ends into play here. It still can be difficult, but they have to use the mesh point. Obviously, we talk about this seemingly almost every week, and since it's the biggest weapon in the NFL, it's an important weapon to get working every week, but we just don't want to include it in the matchup show every week. Yeah. But anyway, that's it is important to get Queen guessing, because Queen guesses wrong a lot.
a lot. And
it's nice to do that. I'll move on to my last one, which relates to some of the things you talked about in terms of staying ahead of the sticks. By the way, one thing I'll say before I get into my point is that Ravens really need to avoid offensive line penalties in this game. The penalties that will kill drives and stall them are magnified against a team like the Steelers, which has, you know, an ability to get home against the passers and create the variance they need anyway. So you really need to make sure you don't put yourself in holding penalties, illegal man downfield penalties, which are post-snap fouls, and of course have the declinability. You can't get behind in that way.
Agreed.
But I'll talk about one other thing that is a related topic, and that's playing aggressively for win probability in neutral game scripts. Now, this comes up in part because I was very unhappy with the Ravens' decision not to go for it on 4th-and-1 against the Giants. And if you've listened to the offensive pod, there's a lot of detail on there in terms of going through the math on it, why I thought it was a really, really lousy play. They can't make that kind of mistake against a quality opponent. Now, you know, it didn't, first of all, against the Giants, it didn't make sense against a crappy opponent.
Okay? Right.
It didn't make any sense. It was too much of a potential gain for too little of a total risk of outcome from top to bottom. And in this game, if they made that mistake, I'd be very upset. Tomlin is the one who should be making game management errors in terms of punting in a cowardly fashion. That is his lifetime achievement award in that he's had has been very bad. But there's more to it for the Ravens because they need to look at third down with an eye to fourth down in plus territory, probably in negative territory as well, by the way. Now, I'm not saying the ideal thing from your own 35 on 3rd-and-5 is to get 4 yards by run so that it allows you to go on 4th-and-1. You wouldn't want to necessarily put yourself in that position every time. But when you're in plus territory, that's a really positive result.
Where do you think they start questioning Tucker's range? What do you think their target is nowadays?
Yeah, well, I'm getting to that in just a second. This is the game where I think you may see the Ravens go for it on 4th-and-8 from the 35, say.
Okay.
And it's not a great matchup for it necessarily. If you got wind and you got the Steelers pass rush and you got things to consider, I still think kicking the field goal and giving the Steelers the short field is exactly what can really help that team. I think you're better off taking your chances, go for it. Maybe you pick up 6 yards, but then you give them 14 yards less in field position if you do that, because you know, instead of a -8 from the original line of scrimmage, you're a +6.
Exactly.
But the other thing is, I mean, just the payoff is really worth it. And I would encourage the fans, don't be results oriented with this. Look at it, try and understand, how did it work up. The great follow is at Ben Baldwin Bot. If you look for that on Twitter, you'll be able to see those stream through kind of like NFL Red Zone. It comes up when the situation arrives, and it automatically gives you a recommendation of going forward or not. Those models are pretty good, and they maybe, if anything, they probably understate like what that 4th-and-1 success rate would have been against the Giants this last week, because I think they were kind of under evaluating the Ravens' advantages versus a beat up Giants defensive line. Versus the Steelers, it's more of a question, of course, whether or not they would be 100% of that. But most of the time, being aggressive is good. And there's almost no NFL coach who's aggressive enough for the typical mathematician. So Brandon Staley was a little bit of a wuss. if we look at Harbaugh, he's pretty good by being 70% of the way towards being aggressive enough. And if for Tomlin, I'd be pulling what small few remaining hairs I have out of my head, having to watch him call a game from game management. So we'll see what the Ravens do, but I hope they aggressively pursue win probability. That would also, by the way, accrue to 2-point conversion attempts as well.
Fair. And almost my matchup for today was going to be Ravens IQ versus Steelers conservativeness. Cause I mean, like you mentioned, Tomlin is willing to play that field position battle. It worked against us last time, but I think the Ravens are going to be eager to right their wrongs, because Harbaugh is better than what he showed last time. And I think they're going to come out and be trying to fire in all cylinders, whether it be special teams, coaching, offense, defense. I think they're ready to go against this team.
All right. Always great talking football with you, Frazier. Love co-hosting the show with you. Tell folks where they can find you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right, listeners out there, if you'd like to be on a film study short, hit me up. DMs are always open on Twitter. I want to hear that narrow topic that we can discuss in this brief break between the Texans game and the following game. So we have a Wednesday week and a half break kind of thing where we could do a couple shorts in that period. Love to hear from you and create some additional content. Again, needs to be a kind of a sliver of a topic. We're not rebuilding the whole passing game or things like that with this. I get a few of those. So I really appreciate if you keep it small. Just give me a couple bullet points on what you want to discuss and we'll figure out how to make that into a show. For Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next week on Matchups.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.